Now, our reading from the book of Acts and a reading for the sermon comes out of the book of Acts in chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. This is a part of Paul's missionary journeys as he's going out, you know, following his conversion and you know, being with the people there in Jerusalem. He's now going out and proclaiming the good news. And so we come to this moment where he has plans and has a direction, but the Lord has something else in mind for him. So I invite you to hear these words, starting at verse 6 of chapter 16 of the book of Acts. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord had opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about the change that we go through life, we really go through all kinds of different change. There's change that I would say maybe is a bit inconsequential. And what I mean by that is you go home and you open up the pantry thinking, "Oh, I'll have, you know, X, Y, Z, you know, for dinner." And you realize you don't have the ingredients to make X, Y, Z for dinner, but you have ingredients to make, you know, A, B, C over here. And so you make that instead. And maybe we're talking about SpaghettiOs right here, or alphabet soup or something, you know, with all the letters and such. But we have these moments where we have change that is a bit on the inconsequential side. And we go through this every day, I mean, little changes that we may not think much about, but they are a part of what we're doing. There's also those changes that are larger, more significant, changes where we put a higher meaning on them. And perhaps those changes, even we may not realize their full effect until after the fact, after they take place. When I think about our reading from the book of Acts about Paul and thinking about the changes that we go through life and how our faith responds and interacts with those changes, we had Paul here who had a mission. He was very much, you know, working, you know, for God, proclaiming the good news, you know, doing what he believed he was called to do. And he was there in Asia Minor, what we would call Turkey today. They're doing that work. Now, traveling through. And then that vision came upon him of the man of Macedonia calling him over there to go. If you think about, you know, the geography of this part of the world, and if you're not totally familiar with these terms, no, that's okay. We don't often think about, you know, that part of the world in terms like Asia Minor or, you know, Macedonia quite the same way. There is a Macedonia today, but it's a little different than today than it was back then. But basically, this vision was calling Paul to leave his work there in Asia Minor, you know, in the continent of Asia, and come over into Europe. This would have been the northern part of, you know, Greece and on the north of the Peloponnese Peninsula, you know, still in the Eastern Mediterranean. Now, we may look at that thinking, "Oh, that's not a big deal. It's a change of plans and you know, different travel arrangements." But if you think about how people traveled in the time of Paul, I mean, yes, there were the Roman roads and, you know, ships that he probably could have gone on, but are making arrangements to have that much of a change, there was some real consequence to that. Some cost, perhaps. He may have had to do some more work, you know, some more labor to be able to pay for those changes. Or if he had to take, you know, that boat across, you know, going from Asia Minor into Europe, I mean, there's a cost involved with those changes. But yet, Paul went forward with that change. He went forward, you know, following God in those moments. I think about those moments that I've had in my life where I have felt, you know, with a full conviction that I was on the path that God had for me, on the path that I needed to be on to accomplish my goals, to live out, you know, who I am in God. And then all of a sudden you have that moment where perhaps what you're doing isn't what God had in mind. Instead, you get pulled off into a different direction. And I've had those moments in my life, not a lot of them at the scale, perhaps, you know, maybe Paul was going through right here, but a few. Very much my call into ministry was like this. I mean, I was going to go on, be a tax attorney, be able to go on to law school, and that was not the direction that, you know, God had for me. Instead, God had led me to become a pastor, to answer that calling. And it took time to, you know, discern that, time to discern that calling and that change of direction. And it was something, you know, to spend time about, you know, to spend time in prayer and in discussion, discernment with others. And perhaps for you, if you've had those moments, you've done much the same thing. You've talked to other people. You've prayed about it. We've read scripture, and you're trying to see where the Holy Spirit is leading you. And sometimes when you go through changes, those big changes like that, you can feel affirmed. It can feel good to be following God in those moments. There's also a part, too, that when you're making those big changes, when you're feeling that God has a different plan for you and you're making those changes, there can be in the back of your mind a very valid and legitimate, you know, voice and even a fear saying, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to make those changes? Are you sure that all the plans that you have laid out, all the direction that you're heading in, that you are ready to make that change and do something else? Now, at some level, having that voice in the back of your head can be beneficial. It can help us check, ground ourselves, aid in our discernment. There's also a level, too, when you have that voice and that voice gets a little too loud. Perhaps it pulls you away from following God and living into the calling that God has for us. When I think about this story, though, where Paul had these plans and was in this direction, and so often we think about, you know, the calling from God being one, you know, of doing something, of, you know, being obedient to a plan, and very much Paul was, you know, obedient in this moment, but perhaps this is maybe a bit different kind of obedience, an obedience to change, an obedience to head in a different direction. I believe for us, when we are discerning this in our life, you know, trying to determine the changes and plans that we are considering or coming our way, you know, coming from the Holy Spirit, we probably go through, you know, all kinds of feelings and emotions, so many questions. But I appreciate in how it's recorded in Scripture. I appreciate how it's recorded, how Paul, you know, had that vision of the man of Macedonia, and he just did it. Knowing there would be all the costs, all the consequences, all the parts of daily life that would change for him, he did it. And you're going in to Macedonia, and we have the benefit of history looking at the consequence of that decision, was able to meet Lydia, and she and her whole household were baptized and became part of the family of God. Now, maybe when Paul set out, you know, thinking this is what direction that God would have in store for him and his ministry, you know, perhaps he felt he would meet people, you know, like Lydia. But the thing is, when we think about the changes that God has in store for us, these Holy Spirit-led decisions that we are discerning, that we are working through, that we're interacting with, part of the challenge for us can be that faith component. Paul demonstrated his faith, you know, in following. But for us, when we're trying to move forward, you know, we may struggle with that faith piece, wondering, you know, where is God leading us? You know, is God leading us in a direction that we're that is good for us, that is healthy for us, that a place where, you know, God can be at work in our lives and be at work in the lives of others? Those are questions to consider and to ponder. They can also be a challenge to our faith. It can be a challenge for us. A challenge for us to work through as we're following. But I do believe as a people of faith, as a people who are grounded in the hope of Christ, who are grounded in Scripture, that God does have a future with our welfare in mind, that God does have a future in store for us, and a future in store for us that is everlasting. This is not to say that as we follow God and interact with those changes in life, that the road will be smooth, that it'll be an easy journey. By no means. There will be bumps in the road. There will be moments in which we cry out to God, those moments where we are wondering if we were better back where we were. I mentioned last week of, you know, the Israelites when they were in the wilderness and they're interacting with their environment and their challenges of being there. You know, these were people who had been in slavery and they were crying out, you know, we had it pretty good back in Egypt. Let's go back. And for us, when we are following God, we can have those moments where we are like the Israelites in Egypt, wondering, maybe we had it better back before. But we don't get to the promised land. We don't make it into that future that God has in store for us if we go back to Egypt. Instead, we're called to follow and to go, knowing that our God is with us. It is a challenge, I believe, for us, especially in our day and age, where we are a people that value, you know, self-determination, you know, having our own direction of you know, charting our own path or finding our own happiness. For us to be grounded in this kind of faith, be grounded in this kind of hope, where our actions and the things that we may do may seem strange by the world around us. Especially if we make changes to our plans and to our lives where God is leading us in a different direction than we initially thought. But I believe as a people of faith, even though we may face those challenges, you know, by our family members, by our friends, you know, by our society, I believe our God still goes with us. Our God is still leading us into a future. A future we can experience God's grace and that everlasting life that comes from God. I believe as well that we don't always know the full impact in the immediate moment if we make those choices to follow God. We make that decision to follow God in those moments. We don't always know where that road will take us. But I believe that through Scripture, and especially from our story today, that there can be good when we follow, make changes, when we make those changes to our plan, especially those that are led by God. Especially consider our story today of how Paul did meet Lydia and that household experienced that grace, that new life that comes from Christ. So brothers and sisters, as we go through our lives, as we interact with changes, we know that our God will lead us in a different direction because we are a people of faith and God is at work in our lives. When we're interacting with those changes, having to make changes and living through those changes, I believe as we follow God, as we follow the Holy Spirit, we will have a future filled with hope and a future filled with life. That even though at times the road may be challenging, there may be bumps along the way, and we may be wondering if we had it better back before. But I believe our God is there. Our God is present. and our God guides us and leads us with his hope and his grace. So let's live into that faith and into that hope all of our lives. Amen.